that this is the lineage of the transmission sacred instruction by Pamutupa. So that is one of the three, the historically known as one of the three Kampa. So the three person went together to receive teaching from Kampopa. So one is the first Kamapa, one is the Pamutupa, so other is the Pamutupa. So the Pamutupa Dodi Jalpo, his teaching is known as Pavdu Kaju, one of the four major Kaju lineage. And so in his teaching, there is two parts. One is very sacred Mahamudra, a general teaching and practice, practice instruction. And second is about six yoga practice, of course, of Naropa. And because it is part of Marpakaju, then it has to be six yoga of Naropa. Now, this first part of the text starts with the history. Then history goes back to the Milarepa, and then, of course, up to Vajradhara. And second is the greatness of the sacred instruction, because it can make you attain enlightenment. And I like to say a few things about this, because I always explain so that enlightenment is not something that is going to happen easily without having to do what it takes. So I hope I'm not discouraging any of I'm not bringing some discouragement for any one of you. Actually, my intention is to bring you encouragement, because I myself is a pragmatic person, and I don't like when somebody lie to me and say, make things, some difficult things sound like easy. Then I don't like it, because I know it's not true. You know, this person is just try to get rid of me, or something like that, you know, just to sound, make it sound like very easy. No problem, you know. I don't like that, because there's lots of problems. And no problem is not true. When somebody says no problem, that is very big problem. So therefore, I can only reflect myself onto others. Otherwise, I'm cheating them. And therefore, if somebody who is ready to be enlightened, if I told them it will take many lifetime, then I'm very sorry. And I don't worry very much at all, because when that person attains the Buddhahood, that person will be the first one who will help me. So it will be a very good thing. And but still, it takes what it takes. And you cannot attain enlightenment just merely by wishing to be enlightened. Because we have countless lifetimes of obscurations to overcome. But then, of course, when the thing happens, when the real thing happens, it will be a moment. Because there's an example. If there is an underground place which was totally dark for millions of centuries, then when the top is broken, it will be lit in a moment. It will not take a countless eons to light up, you know, countless centuries to light up. So therefore, the countless lifetimes of ignorance will not take countless lifetimes to transform into wisdom. When the right thing happens, it will happen right there in a moment. So, that is in Tibetan. It means one moment makes the difference. One moment will make you attain enlightenment. So in this sacred instruction of Pamutupa, then he goes on and goes on about the preliminary, goes on about the progress in practice. And then one of them, I think this is quite interesting because I normally don't believe anybody like to suffer, you know. But when I see people doing strange things, and I met one person who have a blade on his chin, and chin or ear somewhere, and looks very painful, but the person enjoys it. And I saw a documentary about a person cutting his tongue into two pieces and bleeding like anything. And so these are sufferings, and they seem to enjoy it. So I don't understand. But there's something here in this teaching. It says, when you reach at certain stage of understanding the ever-present joy within, and then there is this experience happens, that even a needle pokes into your skin, you will enjoy it, you know. And that didn't happen to me. It's okay. I'm not afraid of needle, you know. It's all right. But it is. I don't enjoy it. I don't tell the doctor, please inject me another needle. I will not say that. So that way, that kind of experience is dangerous. So therefore, it is mentioned, there's one whole, almost one whole page here that talks about how to overcome the obstacles of that. That is a good experience, but that is a dangerous experience. And one has to overcome that obstacle, otherwise it can go wrong. So this one, and then there's summarize of all of that, and then also there is the Shinne and Sakong separately taught here, and also realization and experience also taught here separately, and after that in the practice, the analytic practice, and then just meditating, analytic meditation and meditation, there's two aspects. And the meditation itself is described as meditation of a yogi, and then analytic meditation is described as meditation of a learned one. So this, and then the immediate result, which is described as you will see everything as guru. That means everything teaches you. And so then the second final fruition is mentioned here as everything transforms into great primordial joy, the primordial wisdom. And then there's summarizing all of that. And now there's conclusion for that. So with that, the first part of the teaching is complete. And then second part of teaching is Six Yoga, which I have mentioned so many times, so I don't have to repeat it. But there's one one abbreviation of Telopa's teaching of the six specifics about meditation. So this is Minno, means like Minno is like you are thinking like talking in your head, not talking by the Minno Siddhikasla Kati Siapatila Sigyama Semki Semki Nangla Noa Maimpa Tini Di Naranso Samno Tang Sigurva Samno Tang Samno Tang Sigurva Gasika No Sam Tang Sigurva Di No Di Indukas Minno Sunda Til Sunda Da Misam Siddha Chitangi Gom Kariyimbatilpa Samyabati. So the first is Minno, is like not mentally, dualistically meditating. And second is dualistically thinking. And third is also thinking, but little bit more subtle. And fourth is the meditating itself, like I am meditating. And fifth is actually like, you know, meditation is like what you are doing. You know, meditating, and shopa is like activity. Shopa is like tasting. Not that. And then, now, these five things are said already, then how am I supposed to meditate? You know, how do I supposed to meditate without meditating, without this, without that? So how do I supposed to do it? Then the final one is Ranjin Tatu Ne Pao Wo. Ranjin Tatu Ne Pao Wo. That means you just remain in the natural primordial state. And that is the that is how you should be. So this sixth thing is a very common teaching, and which is put here as part of the sixth yoga of Naropa. And with that, the Paṃmutrupa lineage main transmission of the Dhammantra is complete.